thinking. In the we have here the list of Kam and the list of Basra. We have here a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra, and both the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra, at the end of the day, are mechiach that Shtayim is potter. Not because of Halach, because of other reasons, that's the Din B'Dvarim in the Gemara. But they both prove that Shtayim is potter, but by a different route. The Lishna Kama does it from Reb Shimon ben Elazar, from the Lashon of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that's the right, that Shtayim is potter. And the Lishna Basra does it from Rabbi Akiva. And the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that Sholosh is a Meshav Aveda, if Shtayim would have been Chayev, then he wouldn't be, then Sholosh wouldn't be a Meshav Aveda because Arumi Kamari. So I thought the pastus is that the Lishna Kama doesn't hold from the Arumi Kamari, and the Lishna Basra doesn't hold from the Deacon Reb Shimon ben Elazar. That's the difference between the two Lashonos. The first Lashon doesn't think there's any Deacon to be made from Rabbi Akiva, so it makes the Deacon from Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And the Lishna Basra doesn't think there's any Deacon to be made from Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and it makes the Deacon from Rabbi Akiva. I thought that's the pashtus in the Gemara. I thought that was very geshmak in Rashi. That's why Rashi was still going in the Lishna Kama. Rashi Keseder is assuming. Rashi says he's only a Meshav Eda Astikana Olam. What do you mean Meshav Eda is a Dinderaisa? So I said no, because Rashi is going in the Lishna Kama. Shtayim in Rabbi Akiva. Shtayim might very well be Chayev. So you're not a Meshav Eda Midderaisa. Even if you're a Meshav Eda in the third cellar, but the first two stone will be only Astikana Olam. We want to encourage you to be made in the third cellar. So I'll stick an oil and we'll pat you from the shore. And as I write, we saw yesterday in the Toshis Harosh, says that the Lishna Kama could have also made the deal from Rabbi Akiva because of Arumi Kamarim. In other words, he assumes that this far of Arumi Kamarim nobody could possibly argue on. So far of Shuta, if the Lishna Basra, the same way the Lishna Basra has that far, the Lishna Kama must have that far as well. If it says the Toshis Harosh, the Lishna Kama makes the deal from Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who had been that it could have made the deal from? It could have made the dig from Rabbi Akiva. It bothers him. He's not willing to be soible that the Lishna Kama doesn't hold from the Svar of Arumi Kamarim. So I was thinking, besides the Stira yesterday in Tosfos Rosh, that I really don't have a satisfactory solution for. And at the end of the Stira yesterday, I was trying to find a resolution. I don't know. That's a problem. But leaving that aside, I was thinking that L'chor Tosfos Rosh is right. The Svar of Arumi Kamarim is L'chor Mukuch. Because nobody can possibly chaylik on that svar, because it's mukhach from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, somebody tell me, what's the deal? In the Mishnah, you see that there's a svar of Arumi Kamarim. He's not a Meshav Aveda. From Din of Chetzisheli, the Mishnah says Chetzisheli takes a shvur. The Gemara that Ches says, why? He's a Meshav Aveda. Could have been Kayif Rakal. Says the Gemara, no, because of Arumi Kamarim. So in our Mishnah, it says the halacha that Meshav Aveda, who might be marim to pater himself from a shua, doesn't have the status, doesn't have the ptur of a Meshav Aveda. So it's a Mishnah Mufareshes. So how could the Lishna Kama not subscribe to that? So I think that's why the Tosfos Rosh assumed for Dovah Poshut, that nobody argues with that svar of Arumi Kamarim, and Avada that diyuk is muchach, and Lishna Basra makes it explicit, but who had in the Lishna Kama could have made it explicit? For some obscure reason, for some inscrutable reason, the Lishna Kama chose to make the diyuk from Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tosfos Rosh, Avada, don't make a mistake. Who had in the Avada, you can make the diyuk from Rabbi Akiva as well, Arumi Kamarim. That's incontrovertible. I think because of this, because it's muchach in the Mishnah. I think that's true. A little bit attenuates what I want to say in Rashi, that the whole Rashi is going with the Shtayim. It doesn't slug up what I said in Rashi. The Gemara does entertain the Shtayim as Chayef. The Gemara says it's not true because of Shimon Elazar. It's not true because of Arumi Kamarim. There was a point in the Gemara where the Gemara did entertain the Shtayim as Chayef. The Gemara rejects it because of Arumi Kamarim. So Rashi might still have needed to explain to me on that side the Shtayim is Chayef, why is Sholosh a Meshav Aveda? Or what kind of Meshav Aveda are we talking about? Not that they're Isa the Meshav Aveda, that they're Abon the Meshav Aveda. It doesn't slug up what I said in Rashi. But it's an interesting deal. This led me to, I was thinking Samazay about the Gemara in Daf Ches. And actually, I have a kashan Gemara in Daf Ches, really not something to get to us, more to get to Daf Ches. But who knows if we'll ever get to Daf Ches. So, just want to throw out the kashan. What does the Gemara over there say? The Gemara over there asks, the Gemara over there says that every Ches Yishuli really is a Meshav Aveda. Because he could have said Kula Shuli. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's not a reason to pater him from a shua, but from shua because Arumi Kamarim, it's a haroma. That's the sugya. Kamashmon, that's what the Mishnah is telling me. that the chiddush of the sefer of Chetz Yishali, even though it's v'chari the same as the Reisha, is mal de tema to be a meisha aveda. Could have said kula shali, so he's giving up half the talis. So we should consider him to be meisha aveda. We should pat him in a shvua. Kamash malano arumi kamara. If he'll say kula shali, he'll have to take a shvua. If you're going to pat him from a shvua by Chetz Yishali, then he'll dafka say Chetz Yishali to get out of the shvua. So maybe he loses the status of being a meisha aveda. Yeah, we have Melchik to show him what does Meisha Veda mean. Tosafot's Meisha Veda means Migoy. Rashi learns Meisha Veda is a Tikkun Olam. But Akal Panim, the Gemara wants whether he should be a Meisha Veda. So Chai is the obvious question. What's the Gemara over there saying? The Gemara is saying, when a guy says, Chetz Yishali, so what's he should be a Meisha Veda. Why is he a Meisha Veda? Because he's giving up half the talis. He could have said, Kula Shali. Could have tied on the whole talis. He could have said, none of the talis is yours, it's all mine. Now he's saying Chetz Yishali. That means he's admitting that half the talis belongs to the other guy. And the Gemara is saying he should be a Meisha Aveda. When he says Chetz Yishali, he's admitting half the talis belongs to the other guy. So he should have a din of a Meisha Aveda, din from Ashur. He should be a Meisha Aveda. He put them in Ashur. Because he could have said Kula Shali and denied that the talis belonged to the other guy altogether. And the answer is no, Rumi Kamari. Doesn't that have a very familiar ring? That a guy who says Chetz Yishali, meaning he's admitting that he's admitting to the other guy that half your tain is right, half the talis I concede belongs, and he should be a meisha aveda. The Gemara in Nafches is saying he should be a meisha aveda because he could have said Kula Shali and denied that any of the talis belongs to the other fellow. And the Gemara says no, Arumi Kamara. What? Yeah, it's like a regular lechora. Doesn't this sound like the Gemara in Daf Gimel? The Gemara in Daf Gimel said every moedim mitzas, if they mamar toim moedim to moedim mitzas tani shava. According to Rashi, the Gemara is asking, he should be a Meisha Aveda. He could have said, he could have been Kaifer HaKol. He's a Meisha Aveda. He gave up half the Taina. He didn't have to. He could have been Kaifer HaKol. He should be a Meisha Aveda. Taisus learns, the question is, he should have a Migoy. But according to Taisus, Meisha Aveda means Migoy. So, now it's L'chayru, what the Gemara is asking in the Avches, that's the same question the Rabbi asked in the every Moed of a Mitzvah should be a Meisha Aveda, whatever Meisha Aveda means, Lamarkiv Isli, he should be a Meisha Aveda because he could have been Kaifer HaKol. And the Gemara over there answers, no, Chazokein and Meis Ponev Nebal Chayvah. So what's the Gemara's problem? What does the Gemara want in Daf Ches? Guy says, Chetz Yishali, he should be a Meisha Aveda because he could have said Shali. Everybody mixes it that way. And the answer is, Ein and Meis Ponev. So they're also Ein and Meis Ponev. He has, doesn't have to also, the guy's coming, he's saying the whole talus is mine. That's like a tefillah on the whole talus. To be Kaifer HaKol and to say none of the talus is yours at all, that's a big ha'ozo. Chetz Yishali is maybe less of a ha'ozo. So what does the Gemara want? The Vayda is not a Meisha. That's the Gemara's Kashan of Gimel. The Imam Torah, you should be a Meisha Aveda. And the Gemara answers, because the Meisha is part of Nebal Chayvay. So what's the Gemara chazering over the same Kashan of different Heretz? Because Eumi Kamar.
Kula Shali, it's not an Azza, because you're holding on to it and you're Chayvish. And the question is, why isn't there any more than Mitzah?
Well, it's still Ha'azza. You still say, Kula Shali is still Ha'azza. I am denying it outright that any of the Talis is yours. On top of that, I have to take a Shul. Kaifer Kola is going to have to take a Shul. Kula Shali is going to have to take a Shul in half. But that doesn't make it less of a Ha'azah. On the contrary, maybe it's more of a Ha'azah. You have to take a Shavuah. But Akapanim, it's had the Kfirah is Ha'azah. If Kfirah HaKol is Ha'azah, then Kula Shali is also Ha'azah. Unless you go like Rashi and Baba Kama, if you go like Rashi and Baba Kama, then Ein Nemeis Ponev Nebal Chayva is only by a Milva, because also like Teva, and not by a Pikodin, so then the Kash is not sure. It's only by also like Teva. But it's very hard, all of our sugars, to learn with Rashi and Baba Kama. We had a lot of, we said that Agamaris are not going like Rashi and Baba Kama. Otherwise, Talis, I wouldn't have to come on to, our whole sugyas have been going with by Talis. The Gemara is so tzad. The Chi of Shua by Talis is Al Tados Eidim or Al Teilech. If by Pikodin, Kaifer HaKol is Chaya Shua, then forget Tados Eidim, forget Teilech. He's Chaya Shua because he's a Kaifer HaKol, and by Pikodin, Kaifer HaKol is Chaya Shua. It doesn't seem that Rashi, our Gemara is going like Rashi and Baba Kam. Anyway, that's a parenthetic. But there's a basic question. So, then it depends. If you learn like Tosis and Daf Gimel, the Olam is with me. I mean, Mamish, it's such a glaring thing. The Gemara Daf Ches is almost exactly the same as the Gemara Daf Gimel. The Gemara of Daf Gimel asks every mode of a mixas should be a Meshav Aveda. Whatever Meshav Aveda means, Rashi is a special din. Taisus learns it means Migoy, whatever it is. The Gemara asks, mode of a mixas should be a Meshav Aveda because he could have been Kaifer HaKol. The Gemara answers, Enemay is part of Nebal Chayvah. There the Gemara can't answer Omi Kamar, Makaifer Lipotim and Ashvah. So Gemara has another answer, Enemay is part of Nebal Chayvah. Now the Gemara Davches by Chetz Yishali asks the same thing. Every guy says Chetz Yishali, he's a mode of a mitzvah. Believe him to pat him from a shua because he could have said Kula Shali means he could have been Kaifer HaKol. That should make him into a Meshav Aveda. Gemara has a different answer. Umi kamar. But what was the kasha in the first place? What's the difference than every moed of mixes? So kanado v'cholok. Taisus and Dav Gimel learns that Rabba is really one long hemshech. The two halves of Rabba were one shech. So first Rabba said every moed of mixes should be a meishaved. It could have been kaifra kol. The answer is kaifra kol is ha'azim. Then Rabba continues and says, one second, but moed of mixes is also ha'azim. So this guy, you see, he was meisiv moed of mixes. He sees outside of the chazaka. So you're back to square one. So the Gemara answers, no, it's kamishtamet. Since he's being a shtamut to kamishtamet, he doesn't, just because he's moed of mixes, he doesn't lose his chazaka of ein nemeis panav. So therefore, he enjoys the. We can therefore. That's why there's no migud. In other words, according to Tosfos, Rabba is saying step one to be kaifer hakol is a ha'azo. Then step two, I to be moed of mixes is also ha'azo. The answer is no, shtamut to kamishtamet. So that's over there by a milva. We say shtamut to kamishtamet. By a palace, there's no shtamut to kamishtamet. What kind of shtamut to kamishtamet? I'm lying. I'm saying kulishli. I'm not. There's no shtamut to kamishtamet by a palace. So if there's no shtamut to kamishtamet, then chetzishli and kulishli are the same ha'azo. The same way he's not made his ponim to be kaifer kol, he's not going to be made his ponim to be kaifer b'mitzas. So you're back to square one. So he's a meishav avedo. So the fitaisus is very good. The fitaisus is problem solved, but it only works with the fitaisus. If he rashi in Dav Gimel, the second half of Rabba has nothing to do. The second half of Rabba was a migud chashir amayin chashir shvo. So it was a side issue. Rabba is the issue of meishav avedo is the first half of Rabba. Why isn't the moed mixes a meishav avedo? Because to be kaifer hakol is a ha'azah, and apparently to the moed mixes is not a ha'azah. And that's it. Nothing to do with shtumut to kamishtamet. The Gemara Rabba only says shtumut to kamishtamet for other problems, migud chashir amayin chashir shvo, side issues. So and the Gemara Taka and Daf Hey ask why by Talis don't you say Migud Shemayin Chashash Shavas? That's also in Daf Hey and Daf Up. Akoponim Lefir Rashi, it says in the Gemara Daf Gimel, the first half Rabba is the only part that's relevant. Why is a Moed of Mixes not a Meishav Avedah? It could have been Koyfer Akol. Answer: to be Koyfer Akol is a Oza, and apparently to be Moed of Mixes is not a Oza, even without Yishtamut to Kamishtamet. The Gemara only says Yishtamut to Kamishtamet for other reasons. So Lefir Rashi, Habra Koshi L'Duchta. So what does the Gemara want in Daf Ches?
Even if he told us, so Kulishli is not a greater Oza, so. Isn't this me going from legal by any mode that makes us that believe me when I'm being mode 50 and possibly from the Shavuot because I could have been only mode 2 and still been high. So here I could have said closely.
No, so that's not so specific. So that I could say that from 50 to 2, we won't say that Mitzvah is a Meshav Eda because he could have been mode less. No, once he has to choose, once he has to be mode at all, apparently, once he has to be mode at all, we said this in Rashi also, once he has to be mode at all, so then we don't go saying, you know, he could have. Why was he made it to 50 sus? He could have been made it to 40 sus. And if he made it to 40 sus, we ask, why wasn't he made it to 30 sus? That we don't say. Once he had to choose a number, you know, he had to choose a number between 1 and 100. So he chose 50. Could have chosen 40. That doesn't necessarily make him a Meshiv Avedo. That's what Rashi was at pains to say, Mesei Elisha. But to be Kaifer Kol entirely, that is a Meshiv Avedo. To be Kaifer Kol entirely is a Meshiv Avedo. Yeah, so if you're actually the hardest problem, I don't really have a solution. What's tracking more than that? Again, unless it goes with Rashi and Bava Kama, but Rashi and Bava Kama it's hard to fit it into the whole first paragraph here. Okay, anyway, something to think about. Let's see Taisus again. Let's go back to the bottom Taisus and see this. There's three Diburim of Taisus. They have a certain relationship to each other. So the first Taisus had Shema Minod Dehelich Pata. We did this Taisus already. Right now I just want to acknowledge this Taisus' existence. So Taisus says, the Gemara says Helich is Shtayim is Pata. The Gemara is Mechiach Shtayim is Pata. That's the common denominator, both Lashonis and the Gemara. Bottom line, the Gemara is Mechiach Shtayim is Potter. Shtayim is Potter. Shalosh is a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Taisus asks, if Shtayim is Potter because of Halach, at least the Gemara thinks that originally Shtayim is Potter because of Halach. So Taisus asks, so then what's Pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Why is Shalosh Chai? Every Shalosh should have a Miga, could have said Shtayim and been Potter. So what does Taisus answer? That it's Oza. So he says a fancy answer. Why is it Oza? Why is Shtayim Oza? Oza is only to be Kaif Rako. Why is Shtayim Oza? Taisu says, since we're going now that a halach is potter, so that means that the shtayim not doesn't really count as a dos, like off the table. So what is the time? The time is the remainder. The remainder, you're a kofra kol. A kofra kol is a ha'ozah. And then he has to turn around. What's going to do with Rabbi Akiva? If he doesn't have a migoy because it's a migoy d'oz, so what's trapped in Rabbi Akiva? Why is he a potter? Why is he a meishav avega / migoy? So Taisus answers, Mishael Leishtar. But the first answer for Taisus. So again, Taisus' kasha was, if Shtayim is potter, and the Gemara says, why is Shtayim potter? Because of Halach. Why is Shalosh chayav according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar? Every Shalosh has a migoy that he could have said Shtayim is potter. What's the answer? Since the reason why Shtayim is potter is as Teilech, so that means that in effect he's a Kofer HaKol. If he's a Kofer HaKol, then there's no Migoy because it's a Migoy Da'oz. Now, there's an obvious problem which Tosis is going to have to deal with, and in fact Tosis does deal with it, two Tosis and later, which is that this answer only works if the reason why Shtayim is potter is because of Halo. But if Shtayim is potter for a different reason, you know, because it's Shtashib Kakois or Mesele Shtar, there's other theories why Shtayim might be Potter, then it's not Kaifra. It's a Moedim Mixus. He has a different Ptur because, let's say, Shibut Kakois, it's a technical Ptur. So then we're going to be back to square one. So if Shtayim is Potter, so why is Sholosh Chayim according to Shimon Lazar? You should have a Miga. You could have said Shtayim. And now the answer the Tosis gave over here about Halach being a Kaifra Kol is not going to, it's not going to be sufficient. You're going to have to come out to a different answer. So Taisus Taki asked the Kasha. That's the next two Taisus and later. Loilim Shtayim Potter veHelech Chayev. The Gemara says Helech Taki is Chayev. Shtayim is Potter for other reasons. Frek Taisus again. It's the same question. Vim Taimar came into Helech Chayev. Since Helech is Chayev, so Kiyomer Nami Shtayim ain't a Kofer HaKol. So it comes out that when you say Shtayim, you're not a Kofer HaKol. You're a Maida Mimixes with but you're off on a technicality. So if that's the case, so then again the count comes back. V'Chiyomer Sholish Hei Nemen Bemigadi V'Yomer Shtayim. Umay time of Shimon Elazar. So this is the same question the Tosfos asked on Amud Aleph, but the answer they gave on Amud Aleph only worked on the initially when Halach was when Shtayim was potter al Teilech, but now that Shtayim is potter for other reasons, so it comes back. So we have the same kasha. So Tosfos gave a different answer. The Masha Shtayim Asaya in Etoyin Berotzen that he doesn't want to say Shtayim because since the Shtar is Misayeh to Shtayim, so he doesn't want to say Shtayim. To say Shtayim, the guy doesn't want to say Shtayim. Everybody's going to look at him and say, you're being Moedah Machmas Ashtar. He doesn't want to look like a guy who's Moedah Machmas. He wants to look like a guy who's a Psamoedah Me'atzma. So, Mimela, Mimloyo Yashtar, you're Kofer HaKol. Emes, he would want to be Kofer HaKol. But he doesn't want to look like the Shtar is Messiah. So that's why he's reluctant to say Shtayim, he doesn't have a Miga. So, Dover Echot. It's a very strange thing. So once Taisus answers that, this new svar, it's a modern svar a little bit, we have to think what the svar means, but once Taisus says this new svar, that you don't have a miga, you could have said shtayim, because you don't want to say a taina that the shtar is going to say it. So that solves the problem of Taisus in the bottom of Amud Aleph also. L'mada mehelech potter, l'mada mehelech potter, you can say the same teretz. So why did Taisus on the bottom of that Amud Aleph give a teretz, which is not going to be sufficient to eventually anyway? You know, it's only a star. It'll work as long as Shtayim is Potter, as long as the Gemara thinks Shtayim is Potter because of Halach. At the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say Shtayim is Potter for other reasons. This Teretz then is not going to be sufficient. We're going to have to come out to some better Teretz. And that other better Teretz will solve the problem for all theories of Shtayim Potter, whether it's because of Halach being Potter, whether it's for other reasons. In other words, we're going to need the Tosfos that this third taisa here, we're going to need it anyway. The first taisa is not going to be sufficient. We're going to have to come out to some other teretz, and that other teretz is going to be a good teretz for all the theories of Shtayim Potter. You know, whether it's because of Shibit Karkois, whether it's because of Halak and so on. So forget it. So this first taisa, Shema Minoah, taisa should have erased. When he got back to the third taisa, and he saw that in the end he needs some other theory why there's no Migoy. And that's a good theory. That theory will answer his problem in Shema Minoah. So that's it, finished. So you see that this is the right answer. You see that this last answer is the right answer. So you don't need the answer that taisa gave before. What?
First of all, wouldn't this taisa take the last taisa, the first
taisa? Oh, so that's a second problem. There's another thing here which is mother. Taisus says that the middle Taisus, Taisus number two, the one that we just skipped now. La'olam shtayim chayev. Taisus asks, the Gemara is a tzad, the shtayim is chayev. No, we've been talking shtayim potter, but there's a tzad in the Gemara, the shtayim is chayev. So Taisus says, afagav the shtayim, so what's pshat in Rabbi Akiva? When shtayim is chayev, then how does Rabbi Akiva, what kind of mikvah? You're a meishiv aveda, because you could have said shtayim is chayev. So Tosfos says, "Afil gav the shtayim chayev choshev Rabbi Akiva meishiv aveda." Still, Rabbi Akiva holds that you're a meishiv aveda slash shmigoy. Somehow, you know, shtayim would have been chayev, but still, you get credit for saying sholosh because shtayim is much more attractive. Why is shtayim much more attractive? The kishalom shtayim nira yoyser neman lefisha shtayim esayev. You want to say shtayim because you're going to look like you're telling the truth. The shtayim, after all, corroborates you. So that's why maybe two is actually very attractive. So therefore, when you say Sholosh, Agam, you lose the fact that, you know, Shtayim would have been Chayav Shua, and Shtayim would have Shua. So you're not getting any credit for even though Shtayim would have been Chayav Shua, but still Shtayim is so much more attractive than Sholosh that when you say Sholosh, we're going to look at you as a Meshav Aveda, and we would pat you in a Shua. At least Rabbi Kiva holds we would pat you in a Shua. So in this place, as it says, that Shtayim is a much more attractive time than Sholosh. Why? Because Ashtayim is Sayyid. And then the very next Taisus, when he's explaining if Shtayim is Potter, why does the Shimon Lozer say that Sholosh is Chayyim? Why don't you have a Migoy? So he says, because Shtayim, Hagam, you'll be Potter if you say Shtayim. So you should have a real classic Migoy. But he says, no, Shtayim is very unattractive. Because you don't want to say Shtayim. Why? Because since the Shtar is Messiah to Shtayim, so Mimela, it looks like you're only being made. It's near Shemachmas Hashtayim Moida. You look like you're only being made under compulsion. So which is it? Shtayim Messiah makes the Taina more attractive, or Shtayim makes the Taina less attractive? So it's not Mamash Hashtir in Taisus because he's going in different Mando Amrim obviously. Before he's going in Rabbi Akiva. Why is Sholosh Potter even though Shtayim is Chayiv? Now he's going in Shimon ben Elazar. Why is Sholosh Chayiv even though Shtayim is Potter? Yes, we say it's Machlekes Tanoi. Maybe it's Hakam Machlekes Tanoi. But it's very modern. It's Ramas Svar Safuchas. Here we have a Svar that Shtayim makes the Taina more attractive. And the next Dibur, Taisus makes the Taina more attractive. And then the very next Taisus says that Shtayim Messiah makes the Taina less attractive. Somewhat bizarre. You know, it's not a steer. No, we say it's Machlekes Tanoi. But it's Svar Safuchas. It's very uncomfortable to have such a Svar Safuchas here. I think the answer is Pashut. What Taisus is saying here in this last Dibur, first, anybody have any ideas? I think this last Taisus doesn't mean that because there is Messiah, the style looks like two. Taisa doesn't mean because the shtar looks like two, so it's be'etzim an unattractive taina. You don't want to say what the shtar is misayeh to. You know, you're going to look like you're only being made in achmas shtar. You want to be made. That's not what it means. Avada, as far as the attractiveness of the taina is the taina that's going to be more believed. The taina that's going to be more believed is shtayim, hashtar messiah. Sholosh is going to be less credible. Avada, the more attractive taina is the more credible taina. What does Taisa mean over here? That since the shtar is misayeya, saying that toyin berotzim if yishenir shemachmas hashtar moida. But so what? But you'll be more. Then it's farsa fuchas. I think he means this. He means like this. He means that since you have to be moida to shtayim, you have no choice. Because the shtar says shtayim at least. You have no choice. So therefore, it's as big a ha'oza as being kaifer hakel. It's a ha'oza. To be kaifer hakel is a ha'oza. Why is it a ha'oza? It's very credible, but it's a ha'oza. He knows that I'm lying. The malva knows that I'm lying. So it's a bit for me to be kaifer hakel in the malva. I'm not blowing him off completely. That's a chutzpah. Ain't an amazed pun of nebal chayva. Usually, to be made of a mix is not such a big hazel. Yeah. It's not such a big hazel to be made of a mix to a bal chayv. But where the little bit that I'm being made because I have no choice. What choice do I have but to be made to the shtayim? Then it's not less hazel than to be kaifer hakel. Because usually it's a hazel to be kaifer hakel to a malva. He knows that I'm lying. So usually, if I'm not kaifer hakel completely, then it's less of a hazel. But over here. Of course I'm being moida, but why am I being moida? Because I have no choice, because the shtar is misayaya. So that's as big a oza as being kaifer hakol. And that's what Taisus means. That's the hemzuch Taisus. Taisus says, melech helech is potter. If the reason why shtayim is potter is because helech is potter, then you're literally a kaifer hakol. So I understand, it's migat ha'oza. But if helech is potter for other reasons, because of shibud karkois, helech is potter for, if shtayim is potter for other reasons, not because of helech, but because of shibud karkois or whatever, then it's not a oza anymore. So it's not. So we lose the teres from Taisus number one. That's what Taisus is asking. Taisus number one at the end had said the reason why you don't have a miga over here is because it's a miga da oza. Since Halach is potter, so you're a kaifer akol, and therefore shalosh miga d'shtayim is a miga da oza. Now Taisus is asking, that's very nice if you say if the reason why shtayim is potter is because of Halach, then you're literally a kaifer. But if the reason why shtayim is potter is not because of Halach, you're not really a kaifer akol, but because of shibud karkois, because of other reasons. Then we're back to square one. Why is it a miga da'oza? Taisa's answer is, no, it's a miga da'oza anyway, because since you're being kaifer as much as you can. Usually to be kaifer as much as you can is to be kaifer akol. Here you can't be kaifer akol, but you're being kaifer as much as is humanly possible. Less, more than you're being kaifer, you couldn't have done, even if you wanted to, because the shtar says too. So you're being kaifer to the maximum. To be kaifer to the maximum is da'oza. That's what it means. Ain't a tayyid berotzen because it's ha'oza. So, mele number one. It's not svaras afuchas from the taisis before. The taisis before is talking about, he's not talking about mitzad the ha'oza. He's talking about mitzad the miga itself. The attractiveness of the time itself. Is this a miga? Forget it. Never mind copy the mouth. Copy the whole world. Is it a miga? Are you saying the more attractive time or the less attractive time? So Taisa says, even if Shtayim is chayiv, but Shalosh is still a much more attractive time because it's more credible. Even though Shtayim is chayiv, and Shalosh is... But nonetheless, Shtayim is a much more attractive time than Shalosh because Shtayim is much more credible. So based on copy the whole world, copy the etzim, nemonis of the time, Shtayim is a much more credible time. And therefore, when a guy tainas shalosh, he's tining the taina that has less credibility. That's a migoy. If he wanted to lie, he had a more credible lie. So, mele, when a guy says shalosh, it's a big sin. We think that he's not lying. That's copy the migoy that's him. Now, Tais is being. So, that's pshat in Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't think that it's a migoy da'os. That Tais already said before because Rabbi Akiva le'havi ozus. Rabbi Akiva doesn't think over here that it's that there's a chutzpah involved because Mesael le'shtar. Now, Tais is addressing a different problem. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds not a miga da'oza. So on miga grounds, it's a good miga. But Rabbi Shimon Lozer, Taisus number one said, holds that it's a miga da'oza. Why is it a miga da'oza? Because ein amez ponu pnei b'chayvei. In fact, Taisus, that was very good when we said the shtayim is potter al teilech. But now it comes out that shtayim is potter for other reasons. So why is it a miga da'oza? So Taisus answers, no, it's still a miga da'oza because maybe you're not being kaifer akol, but you're being kaifer as much as you can. And to be kaifer as much as you can is the same da'oza as to be kaifer akol. Mele, now, so first of all, it's not Svaras Afuchas. Tais number two and Tais number three, one second, are not Svaras Afuchas. But also, now it's much better, the problem, the other problem that I asked. I said, Tais number one says a Teretz, it's not going to work. It's Teretz, it's a stopgap Teretz. It's a Miga Da'oza. At the end of the day, that's only going to work if Halach is Potter. If Halach is Chayev and Shtayim is Potter for other reasons, we're going to have to come on to other Teretzim. So why is Tais giving me a Teretz that's not really going to be a good Teretz? At the end of the day, it's going to have to come on to other Teretzim. The answer is no, it's not. This is the Teretz that Tais is going to say. But the teretz is that it's a miga da'oza. That's the bottom line. According to Shimon Lozer, it's a miga da'oza. If shtayim is potter, then it's basically a kind of kaifer akol, and it's a miga da'oza. And that is the teretz. But Tais says the teretz in the stages. on the tzad that Halach is potter, which is the beginning of the Gemara, so Taisa says, then the teretz is easy. Then it's no brain. Halach is, it's a miga dos, it's like a kofra kol, because Halach is potter. If Halach is potter, it's off the table, so you're literally a kofra kol. Then Taisa says, Taisa number three says, that's Taisa number one. Then Taisa number three says, fine, I understand that if Halach is potter, but now the Gemara says later that Halach might be chayiv and Shtayim is potter for other reasons. So why are you still, why is it still a miga dos? So Taisa's answer is, no, but it's still a miga dos. Because you're right, you know, we can't say it as Halach anymore, but we'll say it's a migadosa, because even though you're not literally a kofra kol, if it's Halach, you're literally a kofra kol. And even if it's not Halach, so you're not literally a kofra kol, but you're kofra as much as you can, and to be kofra as much as you can is also migadosa. So this Tosfos number one is not abortive. This is the Tosfos that Tosfos is going to say, but first he says it the easy way, because he's going a Halach as potter. Then he himself points out, you have to, really, Tosfos number one, Tosfos number three should be one deeper. It's as if Tosfos says, if Halach is potter, then it's a miga dosa. Tosfos says, yeah, tinach, if Halach is potter, because not potter, so why is it a miga dosa? The answer is, but it's a miga dosa anyway, because it's a ha'oza to say shtayim, when shtayim is the biggest clear that you could get away with. You want to, yeah, Diana, for a while.
According to the first Tosfos, the reason every Kiva says it's not a miga dosa is because it's shtar. Well, the feel of their Tosfos, you lose the answer now, because now it's a miga dosa even with the shtar.
It's different. The last Tosfos is saying, since I'm being kofer as much as is humanly possible to be kofer, that is be'etzem enon emeis ponot me'bachayla. And the Tosfos is saying that Rabbi Kiva holds in the first Tosfos, in the first Tosfos says, what about Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva's answer would be, in both Tosfos, in both now, in Tosfos number one, and it's still true in Tosfos number three, Rabbi Kiva's answer would be that I'm able to be me'ez ponot me'bachayla if the star is me'seyemi. Shulos doesn't have that. He says, no, if I can't be Meis Panim, the fact that the Shtar corroborates me doesn't give me a bigger ability to be Meis Panim. And then on the contrary, the fact that, in other words, Rabbi Kiva holds that if I'm very credible, then that gives me the gumption to be Meis Panim. I mean, the Malva knows that I'm lying regardless. But since since I have the Shtar being Meseyemi, it gives me the goal, the brazenness, be Meis Panim, Neval Chayvay. Shulos holds that it doesn't. So you are a meis panim pei b'chayv. You know, this is an azis panim. To say shtayim is an azis. If shtayim is potter, to say shtayim is the azis metzach. Either because you're mamish a kofer kol, if halach is potter, you're literally a kofer kol. And even if halach is not potter, but you're a kofer kol because you're being kofer as much as one can. That is a brazenness copy the b'chayv. Rabbi Kiva says, even though it's brazen copy the b'chayv, but since if it has be'etz some credibility, then the fact that I'm saying a time that for the whole world looks very credible, that gives me the azis metzach to be meis panim copy the malva. Anyway, that's the Pshat and Taisus. Star, but the Malva knows it's not true. But it doesn't matter. Since the whole world, he has a lot of credibility, that gives him a chizuk that he's able to amaze upon him by the Malva. Okay, let's go back to the next Taisus. Next Taisus gets us into a new union. The Gemara says that, well, you know why Shtayim is potter? Not because of Halach necessarily. There's a different reason why Shtayim is potter. Because Ein Nishvoin al Kfiras Shibud Karkois. We have a rule that on Kfiras Shibud Karkois that you don't take a shvuah. If I'm toying you karka, and you might have been mixed, I say this karka that you're sitting in, it's my karka. This 100 duna, these 100 acres. And you say, no, only 50 acres. So the shvuah might have mixes. Why? Because it's Kfiras Shibud Karkois. You don't swear on Karkois. So here in our Mishnah as well, here in this price as well, by Yisloim Dinoyim, it's considered to be Kfir Shibud Karkois. Rashi explains, why is it Kfir Shibud Karkois? Because we're talking about Shtayim. That means you're Moedah B'Shtayim, you're Kofer in Shalosh. Which part is Karkois? The part that you're being Kofer in or that you're being Moedah in? So Rashi says, the part that you're being Moedah in is Karkois. The part that you're being Kofer in is not Karkois. Because the Shalosh is a Milval Peh. That's Rashi Shittah here. The Sholosh is a Milval Peh. Since the Shtar can only prove two, so even though the Malva claims that the Shtar is five, but as far as Shibud Karkois is concerned, the Shibud Karkois is only on the minimum interpretation of the Shtar, the minimum that the Shtar can prove. So what the Milva V'Shtar is the Shtayim. The other three, that's a Milva Bal Peh. What you're being Kofer in is the three. What you're taking a Shvuah on is the two or the three. Right, the case where you said Shtayim, you were Moedah B'Shtayim, you were Kofer in Shalosh, and you put the from Shuvah, But you should be chayiv. Hey, lechayiv. You should be chayiv a shvuah, but because it's karkois, therefore you're potter. So what are you taking a shvuah on? On the three that you were kaifer. The shvuah is always the part that you were being kaifer. So you're taking a shvuah on the three. The three is you're taking a shvuah on the kfirah. The kfirah is in the three. The three are a milv al peh, not a milv v'shtar. So what does that have to do with kfirah shibud karkois? The Gemara says a rule: ein nishbon al kfirah shibud karkois. The kfirah here is on the three. The three are a milv al peh. So why? What does the Gemara mean that it's kfirah? So Rashi explains that the same way the Gemara is like a shorthand. The Gemara quotes the Gemara ein nishbon al kfirah shibud karkois, but the Gemara says later, that it's true that not only is no shvuah on kfiris kakois, but there's no shvuah on haidos kakois. If you're made in kar kaifer in metalton, you're also potter, because haidos bekarka cannot precipitate a shvuah's made in mixus. That also goes into the rule that there's no shvuah on kakois. That means not only can't you take a shvuah on kakois, you can't even take a shvuah on metalton if the shvuah was being caused by haidos and karka. So here, what's causing the shvuah? The fact that I'm being made of a shtayim. But the shtayim, that's the middle of the shtar. And a milv of a shtar, that goes into the rule that ein nishbon al kfiris karkois. Gemara wants us to understand the same token, you can't be nishba because of haidos karkois, and here it's haidos karkois. Rashi had to learn this way. Rashi had to learn that the part that you're being kaifer in, the remain, the three slime, that's a milv al peh. It's muchach. What's the hechach? How does Rashi know? Maybe the whole five, maybe the whole thing is called karkois. No, there's a difference. How does Rashi know? Maybe the whole thing is considered to be karkois, since the Malva's whole claim is the shtar set of five. Maybe the whole thing is called karkois. Then this is Rabbeinu Chananel, very sure Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know if we're going to go through it or not. I'm just telling you now. There's a very sure Rabbeinu Chananel here in the sugya. I hope to get to it. He seems to go back and forth about it, which is very problematic, but at certain stages he seems to learn that the whole five is karkois. And it's really a kfir is karkois. The time of the Malva's claim of five is a claim of karkois, because he says it's b'shtar. Rashi doesn't learn the way. Rashi learns that the Malva's, the five is the Rashi learns that the whole five is not karka. The only thing that's great is the minimum. The minimum of the shtar, that's karkois. Rashi had to learn the way, because the Gemara says shtayim is, what does Rav Shimon Elazar say? Shtayim is potter, sholosh is chayiv. Why is shtayim potter? Because ein nishbon al shibud karkois. But sholosh is chayiv. Rav Shimon Elazar, right? Shimon Lezer says Sholosh is Chayev Hashtayim Potter. That's the Lishta Kama. Sholosh is Chayev according to Shimon Lezer, but the Gemara is Medayik from the lesson of Shimon Lezer. Hashtayim Chayev. Why Hashtayim Chayev? Well, it might be because of Helech. But now the Gemara is saying, no, it's nothing to do with Helech. It's because Ein Nishbon Al Kfir Shibit Karkois. So on two, you don't take a Shua because it's Karkois. But if you were murdered to three, you would take a Shua. Why? But that's also Karkois. How come when you're murdered to three, you don't have to take a Shua? So Rashi explains, because when you murdered to three, the third seller that you were murdered to, that was already metaltalin, that was milval peh. So you have a kfir on metaltalin, and you have a haidon metaltalin. That's why shalosh should take a shul. That's the Rashi. So anyways, up Tosfos. Somebody had a thing.
If you're Rashi, why does the Gemara say
anything on us? Yeah, because I think the rule is kfir is kakois, and then by extension it's haidos kakois. I guess so. Rashi says beferish. Probably the drush is on the shvuah itself. The drush is there's no shvuah and karkois. That's kfiris karkois. But we extend it by analogy to the drush, the cloud, part the cloud, whatever is on the shvuah itself. Shiromikin said the drush is talking about the shvuah itself. So the Torah says there's no shvuah on kfiris karkois. But we say, huadin, that there's no shvuah on haidos karkois. So Torah says a kasha. I'm sorry, what?
Himself.
So now it says Slendin Arm. All he's saying is that what says in the Shtar, Slendin Arm, is three. I think since you have to come out the Izaidah, it's not an Edis in the Shtar. I'm later that the Shtar was for three, but the Shtar doesn't say three. The Shtar only says, it doesn't say not three, but the Shtar is not Mechiach three. what the shtar to mechiach does not go into the edush of the shtar that you could have a shibur on.
Saying the shtar says five.
So even though the loiv is meida that the shtar is three, even though the loiv is meida the shtar is three, but since the shtar can't be mechiach the three, so it's not able to consider shibur kafayz. The emes is we're going to see soon machlekes yishanim. The shibur kafayz mean that I could be goyim from the lekuchos. Or even if there are no, even if I can't be goyim from the lekuchos, but I could be goyim karka from him, that's also called shibur karkos. Tosis is going to hold that even if I could just be goyim from him, not from the lekuchos, maybe the lekuchos have no karka, it's still called shibur karkos. The Ramban in Shulis Daf Lama Zayin is chaylik. He says shibur karkos is only if you could be goyim from the lekuchos. So the Fili Ramban is poshut. I might be moided to Sholish, but the lekuchos could still say claim that it was time, so there's no shibur karkos. What? Yeah, because he'd be chav lachem. But according to Taisvis, then the question is more, you know, then you could ask Taka. The Leib himself is being made to Shalish, so why can't we go to Shalish from the Leib's Karka? So we'll have to say, but nonetheless, since even though the Leib is being made to Shalish, but that's his idea. But the Shtar is not Mechir Shalish. If the Shtar is not Mechir Shalish, it does not create a Shibin Karkois on the Shalish. You could collect Shalish from him anyway, from his Karka too, we didn't pre-Royan from him. But it's not midin shibur karkos. Which we're going to talk about the difference between being goyva as piroyim from him, being goyva as shibur karkos. Let's see, one thing at a time. Let's see Taisus. We'll be more intelligent after we finish Taisus, and then we'll maybe, you know, we could revisit it. So Zav Taisus, Einish man al kiras shibur karkos. In fact, Taisus from Taimar, the mandom apparently poshut shibur deraisa. So according to the mandomers that shibur is deraisa, if shibur deraisa, then it's not limited to milva v'shtar, it's even by a milva al peh. The halacha is that a milva b'shtar is goyva min al kuchas. A milva b'al peh is only goyva from necharin, from money, from his own possessions, not from the lukuchas. That distinction between a milva b'shtar and a milva b'al peh is a derabbanan distinction. Midiraisa difference. But there's a machlokes, which way is it midiraisa? So there's one opinion that shibura deraisa. There's one opinion, Rabbi Yochanan holds shibura deraisa. Which means that midiraisa, both a milva b'shtar and a milva al peh, could be goyver from the kuchos. But Chazal said they took away the shibud by milva al peh because of takonas al kuchos. By milva al peh, the kuchos probably may not know about it. It doesn't have a koil, so the kuchos is going to be caught unawares. So therefore, Chazal were mafkia the shibud from the kuchos by milva al peh. Then there's another mandomer who holds just the opposite. There's no shibud not by milva al peh, not by milva v'shtar. You can never be goyver from lukuchos, but chazal or mesakin milva v'shtar that you could be goyver from lukuchos for a tikkun oil. So Tosfos is asking lemandom perket poshut shibud deraisa. So that means that min haTorah there's no difference between a milva v'shtar and a milva al peh, and even a milva al peh has a shibud kakois. Fact Tosfos. So if that's the case, might have been mixed a tiny loma nishba. So why is the moed of a mixus nishba? Never mind milva. By milva v'shtar he's not, but even by a milva bal peh, how do you ever have a moed of a mixus who has to take a shua, even if it's not a milva v'shtar, it's only a milva bal peh? But midiraisa hakoyf shibud kakois. Midiraisa, there's no difference between a milva v'shtar. No, it's an agamor. It says that a moed of a mixus by a milva v'shtar, there's no shua because it's shibud kakois. By milva bal peh, there's no shibud kakois. But that's a derabbanan distinction. Midiraisa, if you hold shibud derab, then the shibud kakois both by milva v'shtar and by milva bal peh. So how do you ever have a case of a moed of a mixus? So Taisus answers, V'yesh leimar, Shemach alayah shibud. The case is, where the case of the Torah of Moedah Mixas is where the Leiva, when he borrowed the money, where the Malva, rather, when he lent the money, was Moichel Shibud Karkois. He said, I'm lending you the money, and even though there's shibud, but I'm being Moichel on the shibud. I'm not being Meshabud your Karkois. Or, another case, Shein Lekhal Karkois, I feel Meshabdi. Or maybe he has no Karkois. Not even by Lulukuchas, doesn't have any karkois at all. So then there's no shibud. The shibud karkois only if this exists. But if at the time of the loan the loiva had no karkois, so mainly there was no lien on any karkois because he didn't have any karkois. So in such a kind of case, the loan will not be meshabed karkois, and that's the case that the Torah is envisioning when it set up the shua of moedah b'mitzvahs. So Let's read the whole Tosfos through, I think. That'll be better. We'll just read the whole Tosfos through. Then we'll come back to the beginning. So then Tosfos asks, Avalechen Adomer Perak Shvus HaPikodon Kaifer B'momen She'eshel of Edom Chayev Karbin She'eshel of Tzar Potter Mishum De Kaifer Shibit Karkois De Be'edom Lechoshev Kaifer Shibit Karkois. Tosfos Kash the Gemara says in Shvus, Rabbi Yochanan says that if you took a Shvua on Momifer with a Shvua and Momen and a middle of a shtar, so the Shibit Karkois, and then you were mighty that you lied, so you don't have to bring a carbon. Apart from a carbon asham. Why? Because normally, if you nishmael sheker and money, and you moida that you deny money with the shua, and then you moida, you have to bring a carbon asham. Chaimish asham. Over here, since there was shibit karkois, so ein nishmael nakfir shibit karkois, so there was no chiyuv shua midiraisa. And therefore, you don't have to bring a carbon. And if you took a shua, but it wasn't a chiyuv, so you don't have to bring a carbon. But if it was a milbal peh, then you do have to bring a carbon. That's the Gemara. So Tosfos says, "Afas Rabbi Yochanan Shibuta Deraisa." What's going on? Rabbi Yochanan holds Shibuta Deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Shibuta Deraisa. So if Shibuta Deraisa, that means that Lagabe that Midaraisa, there's no difference between a milva b'shtar and a milva b'alpeh. So Midaraisa, even by a milva of Edim, there was a Shibut Karkois. Not Midarabana, not, but Midaraisa, there's a Shibut Karkois. If Midaraisa, there's a Shibut Karkois, how are you bringing a carbon? Midaraisa, there was a Shibut. If midaraisa there's a shibud, carbon should be totally in the deraisa. To bring a carbon, you have to have a shibud deraisa. Here, how is there a shibud deraisa? Midaraisa, there's no shibud. Midaraisa, there's shibud karkois. So even though Chazal said there's no shibud karkois, but midaraisa there is shibud karkois. If midaraisa there's shibud karkois, then midaraisa there's no chiyah shua. If midaraisa chiyah shua, how are you bringing a carbon? Now here you can't say that it's talking that we had no karkois. Maybe that's the answer. There were no karkois. Maybe there just were no karkois. No, it can't be. If there were no karkois, then why doesn't he bring a carbon even by a milva b'shtar? Now here's the distinction. He says if it was a milva b'shtar, then you don't bring a carbon. If it's a milva b'peh, you do bring a carbon. I mean, I tell you, there's no difference. Shibud deraisa, there's no difference between a milva b'shtar and a milva b'peh. So, monoshok, if there was no karka, then he should always bring a carbon. And if there was karka, then he should never bring a carbon. What does it matter if it's b'shtar b'al peh? But midaraisa makes no difference. Shibuta deraisa. That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos answers number one: the kaim and shivkiu chacham hashibud memil b'al peh b'shem seidid lekuches chachal shivkiu machal hayashibud. So number one, Tosfos says that even though minatayr the shibud on even on a milva b'al peh, but since Chazal were mafkiya that shibud, it has an impact on the deraisa as well. Because it's like mochalo yashibut, a shibut that you can't implement, because Chazal said you can't implement it, you can't collect it. So midiraisa says if you were mochalo shibut, in other words, even on a deraisa that it has an effect, a shibut that can't be carried out. So that means lemaisa there was no, he wasn't meshabed his karkois. Malvin knows that he's never going to be able to collect the karkois because Chazal don't allow it. Chazal mafkir the shibut from the lekuches, and therefore even on a deraisa level, it's as if there's no, it becomes that there's no shibut on the. If I lend you money and I'm mochalo shibut. So even on midiraisa level, even midiraisa, there's no shibud because I was meichel shibud. So what's the difference if I was meichel shibud or Chazal was meichel shibud? Lemaisa, those karkois are not meshubud, and therefore it's not going to. And therefore, the drabbanan now impacts the drabbanan impacts the chi of carbon. So we don't look at it the way it is midiraisa. We look at it the way it is midirabbanan. It's interesting. The rabban over there in Shuas and Daf Lama Zayin is chelik in this nekud. He holds chi of carbon is totally in the deraisa. Doesn't matter what Chazal put in afterwards. If midiraisa, the shibud is, there won't be a chi of carbon. And the kasha, he deals with it other ways. It's not clear to me what's the nekudas ha-machlekes. Then he's a hezbollah. What are the Ramban and Tosfos arguing about? I'm just, for the time being at least, I'm just flagging. This teretz that Tosfos asks, that Tosfos says, the Ramban doesn't subscribe to. He holds carbon is totally in the shibud there, in what the din is midiraisa. Is the shibud midiraisa or is the no shibud midiraisa? So now Tosfos is out. Now this Tosfos is now answered. That comes to, when it comes to, that after Chazal changed the rules and said that by that Amil Valpeh is not Goyvim and Al Kuchayitz, so that impacts the Din D'Araisa as well. But Tosfos is not done. He still has a problem because even though Chazal stepped in, they said they took it from the Lukuchayitz, by Amil Valpeh they said it's not Goyvim and Al Kuchayitz, but they didn't take off the Shibud from him himself. If he has Karki himself, there's still a Shibud Karkois. The difference between a milvah bapeh and a milvah b'shtar is lagabi the lekuches. Because of takonos lekuches, since a milvah bapeh doesn't have a koil, they took off the shibud from the lekuches. But lagabi him himself, there's a shibud on him himself, both by a milvah b'shtar and a milvah bapeh. So therefore, Tosfos still has a if he has kakos, then there's a shibud in his kakos. Even by a milvah bapeh, there shouldn't be a carbon. And if there are no kakos to speak of, then even by a shtar there shouldn't be any carbon because there's no kakos, so there's no shibud. So therefore Tais has to say, Nukimtu, my order of Yechon is talking about the Islay Mishabdi Velesne Bechori. It's talking about a case where there are kakos by the Lukuchos, but he doesn't have any kakos by himself. And therefore there's Mishabdi means there's by the Lukuchos, but there's no Bechori means the Loiva doesn't have any kaka. At least at the time of the loan, he did. But right now, the loiva has no karka. He sold it. He alienated it. He sold all the karka. And therefore, let's finish. The islay bnechori, if there were bnechori, if the loiva himself had karka now, so then even a milvah pay, you could collect from the karka. So afilu yeshal avedim, he should be potter with shibud karkois. Ve'ileslay afilu mishubodim. On the other hand, if there's no karka at all, not even by the lukuchos, there was never at the time of the loan, then there was never any shiva that was chal on anything, and then even by a milva, and then affiliation of star, even if there was a milva of star, but there's no shiva karkois, so you should have to bring a carbon. So we have to say, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a very specialized case, a case where there was no, the loan himself had no karkois, there were only karkois by the lukuchos, there were only karkois by the lukuchos. And therefore, if it's a milvah b'shtar, so he could be goyim from the lukuchos, then it's shibud karkos, you put him in a carbon. But if it's a milvah b'alpeh, you can't be goyim from the lukuchos, only from him, and he doesn't have any kark anymore. So therefore, there's no shibud karkos, and he'll have to bring a carbon. Now, l'chayro. So it says in this Tosfos, by the way, a chiddush. The Ramban is going to be chayluk on this, that the din of shibud karkos is not only by the lukuchos. Even if the lukuches have no karkois, only he has karkois, that's also called shibud karkois. So it's a din that ain't shibud al shibud karkois is not limited to a case where you could be goyim karkois from the lukuches. Even if you can't be goyim karkois from the lukuches, over here in milva b'alpeh, you can't be goyim from the lukuches. But if he would have karka and you'd be able to be goyim from him, that would also be called shibud karkois. Come, we'll see him at Shem and the Ramban is chayil. The Ramban says shibud karkois is only if you're able to be goyim even from the lukuches. If you can't be goyim from the lukuches, that's not called a clear shibud karkois. And Tosfos not the way. Tosfos karka is karka. What's the difference? Even if you can't be, even a milvah b'alpeh, Chazal were mafkir the shibud from this, but they weren't mafkir the shibud from him. Since they were not mafkir the shibud from him, if he has karka, that's called kfir shibud karkois, and there would be no chiyuv carbon, and presumably no chiyuv shvuah. There'd be no chiyuv shvuah as well. So if that's the case, I have to point out. So what's the din? What's the case of a moed of a mitzvah? What's the case of a moed of a mitzvah who's chayav shvuah milvah b'alpeh? Never mind Minatara. Minatara Taisha said that there was no Mochale Ashibud, there was never any Karka. But now Midra bought it by a Milva Balpeh. This is in a Moed of Mixus, right? Chazawa Mafkil Ashibud by a Milva Balpeh. So there's a Chiyuv Shua Moed of Mixus. But only if he has no Bnei Chari. What if he has Bnei Chari? A Moed of Mixus who has Bnei by a Milva Balpeh. Regular Milva Balpeh. I lent you $100, you're Moed of Mixus, and you have Bnei Chari. So the Achayim say, L'Chari Lefi Taisha, it comes out that there won't be a chiyuv shvuah even midrabbanan, because since you have nechari by a milvah ba, and I could a milvah ba pez not coming from the lakuches, but it's coming from him. So we're going to have to say in a chanami, in such a case there'll be no chiyuv by the mitzvahs. The chiyuv by the mitzvahs, we'll have to talking specifically about a case where the loiva has no karkois at all. Yeah, the Ramban is going to be chayla, because again, the Ramban holds totally in the lakuches, but in Tosfos hakapanim, we're right now busy with Tosfos. In Tosfos, that's lachar how it comes out the cheshbon. So Tosfos says it about the chiyuv carbon, but it's true about every moed of a mitzvah. So first of all, two hours from Shabbat. First of all, from Nakala la Kovid, we're running out of time. Why does Tosfos only say it about the din of carbon by Rav Yechon? He should say about moed of a mitzvah. You know, we're in the sugya moed of a mitzvah. This is Umayri Rav Yechon's case over there about a chi of carbon is talking about a case where there was no bnei charon. He should say a big important. Our gemara about might of a mixus, the din might of a mixus by a move of a pe that he takes a shua is Mayri b'shein carbon. So why is he so busy with what Rav Yechon is talking about? The answer is poshut. That the din of might of a mixus is talking about when there's no kakois. That's maybe not so. That's poshut. I said at the very beginning that the din of might of a mixus is talking about where there's no karka. Yeah, Tosfos was talking about midiraisa. Lamad mashid buda deraisa. Tosfos said lamad mashid buda deraisa. How do you ever have a mitzvah b'miksas? So Tosfos said shemachal eshibud osha and leklal karkois. Yeah, that's true. It's true even now. And Tosfos told him lamad mashid. Right. Well, put it this way, that maybe is poshut, that the dinner might have a mixus at the end of the day, after the whole taisus shakes down, the bottom line is, about it, as long as the shibur kakois is not going to be a din of might have a mixus, then the chi of might have a mixus is talking about why ein loy lekarka. Rav Yochanan is more complicated. Rav Yochanan can't be talking about stam ein lekarka, because Rav Yochanan says that by a mil of a star, you don't bring a carbon. If it was stam ein lekarka, then why would you bring a carbon even by a mil of a star? Then why don't you bring a carbon even by a mil of a star? So Rabbi Yochanan, we have to say a very complicated seer that he has no karka, but the lekuches do have karka. That's psakansu kimto. That Tosfos says, "Umayri, you know, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan's specialized case. He has no karkois. The lekuches have karkois. That already Tosfos had to bother to explain. There's another diuk here in Tosfos, though. This is really what we're the chayim make a diuk here in Tosfos. The Trumas Hagri. I think it's in Peches. The Trumas Hagri is medayik as follows." This is really what we're talking about. Tais at the beginning says, "In time, lemandam er perikid poshut shibudah deraisa, moedem mixes tain alom and nishba kaifer shibud kakois v'yishleimer shemachal ayas shibud, oisha ein leklal kakois." I feel mishabdi. So Tais says, "Lemandam er shibudah deraisa." What's the case over here of, you know, what's the case of moedem mixes? There's always karka. There's always shibud kakois. Lemandam er shibudah deraisa. There's always going to be kakois. So Tais says, "No, there's no kakois. Not shibudah. There's no kakois." Why did Tais only ask lemandam er shibudah deraisa? Even the Manda Omer Shibudah Derabonon, the Manda Omer holds Shibudah Derabonon, agrees that you can be goyva karka from him. The Machlekes of Shibudah Deraisa, Shibudah Derabonon is if you could be goyva, is Midaraisa, could you be goyva from Lekuches? But everybody agrees that you could be goyva from him, even Midarabonon. You can certainly be goyva the karka of the B'nei Chori. So even the Manda Omer Shibudah Derabonon, what's going to be the case of Moedim and Mixas? The Lesley karka. At least not that he has no B'nei Chori. You don't have to say Adnum Shubodim, but B'nei Chorin, you're going to have to say Nukimta that he doesn't have any. We don't care about Mishubodim if Shubodim lav deraisa. But you have to say a special Kimta that is less than Mechor, as we said before. So the Trumas Sakri asks, why does Tosfos start off? Laman Doma Shubodim deraisa, it's talking about on a deraisa level, the dinner mitzvah mix is going to have to be that there are no karkois at all, there's not even Mishubodim. Tosfos should also spell out, I mean, maybe it's not quadical, but Tosfos should also spell out that even the Madama Shibudah Derabonon, the din of Moedah B'Mikzas, Midrabonon, never mind Minatora, but the din of Moedah B'Mikzas, Lemaisa, is going to be limited to a case where he has no karka. We won't care about the Lekuches, but that he has no karka of Necharin, and Tosfos never bothers to spell it out. Tosfos Kilu makes the whole issue of Madama Shibudah Derisa. Madama Shibudah Derisa, what's the case of Moedah B'Mikzas in the Torah? So he says, well, there's no karkois, I feel bonon. And the mandom of Shibudah Derabonon, you also have to say in Ukimto that there's no karkois. Never mind Mishubonim, but at least there's no karkois by him. Tosfos should have spelled it out. So I'll tell you frankly, it's not a diuk gomer. Because you could say, maybe that was posted to Tosfos. In Echanami, Lamandom Lahalocha, you can't have karkois, it's Shibud karkois. But Tosfos is Machadish, Lamandom of Shibudah Deraisa, so on a Deraisa level, there can't even be karkois Afilu Mishabdi. You know, so Tosfos, like, he will start, so, you know, we all understand that if he has karka, there's no dinamite of a mitzvah. Well, that's, it goes without saying. But we wouldn't care about the mishubadim. And la'aloch l'maisa, we don't care about the mishubadim, because chazal mefkila shibud from the mishubadim. But l'man d'oma shibud d'raisa, the passion, the Torah of mitzvah of a mitzvah, before chazal mefkila shibud, would have been talking about where there was no karka, afilu mishabdi. The main chiddush in Tosfos is going to be that afilu mishabdi. The Bnei Chori part, that's true, the Kuliyama. The Mayu Shein Lekarka is true, not only Midaraisa, it's true even Midarabonon. Not only the Mandoma Shibuda Deraisa, it's true even the Mandoma Shibuda Derabonon. In other words, that's another poshut, that if he haka, there's no dinamite of the mixus. Ben the Mandoma, Ben Midaraisa, Ben Midarabonon, Ben the Mandoma Shibuda Deraisa, Ben the Mandoma Shibuda Derabonon. Halacha Lemaisa, if you have Karka, there's no dinamite of the mixus. The Trumas Hakri feels that that's not Mashman Tosfos. It's Mashman Tosfos that this whole business of Lesley Karka is only the Madama Shibudah Deraisa. It's not true the Madama Shibudah Derabanan. The Madama Shibudah Derabanan, who cares if he has Karka? But what's the pshat? Even if Shibudah Derabanan, but you could be Goyva from his Karka. So the Torah says, a tremendous Yisoid. Says, Shibud does not just mean that you could be Goyva of the Karka. Even if you have no Pasha Shibud in the Torah. You can be Goyva, you can collect the Chayv. You have a Chayv in a person, you can collect the Chayv. and you can collect it. If he doesn't have money to pay, or he's not willing to pay, so you can force him to pay by going into his nechasim. You can go into his karka, you can go into his metaltalin. That's not midin shibud. That's not midin shibud nechasim. That's midin shibud haguf. A person is mechuyev to pay a chayv, and based on will be kaifim to pay a chayv. How will based on be kaifim to pay a chayv? They can be kaifim. I guess they could break his legs or something. But why should they bother to break his legs? They can go and collect his nechasim. That's a way to be kaifim for a person to collect a. Same way if a person is mechuyev to bring a carbon. So it says, based on him, mashkinim to bring a carbon. They take his money to force him to bring a carbon. So they'll take his money to force him to pay a chayv. That does not need a special animal called shibin. Shibin nechasim is a special din that the malve gets a kinyan in the nechasim. The inyan that he could be given the nechasim. And therefore, even if the nechasim don't belong to the loiv anymore, because the loiv is sold to the nechasim, he alienated the nechasim, he sold them to somebody else. So now to collect those nechasim, that's not midin his chiyuv to pay the chayv. What does the poor buyer have to do with the loiv's chiyuv to pay the chayv? That's a special din of shibud. Malva gets a kinyan in the nechasim. That's the concept of shibud. That's where you need a din of shibud. Of course, once there's a din of shibud that the malva has a kinyan in the nechasim, then it's true even if the nechasim are still by the loiv. But that's the special animal of shibud. So he says like this, the Chumash Sekri. If you hold by a milvah ba'peh, you cannot be goyim. Chazal said you can't be goyim from the kuchas; you can only be goyim from him. And that's true. Ben lamadam shibud deraisa, ben lamadam shibud derabanan. The maisi can be goyim his karka; you can't be goyim the karka of the kuchas. Nonetheless, says the Chumash Sakri, there's a fundamental difference between lamadam shibud deraisa and lamadam shibud derabanan. Lamadam shibud derabanan, Chazal never placed. There is no shibud on a milvah ba'peh at all. There's no shibud nechasim. Only by a milvah v'shtar. Chazal invented a shibud nechasim, a milvah v'shtar. For a milvah v'peh, they never invented a shibud nechasim. Why can you be goyim from him? As shibud haguf. Because he's mechuyev to pay, so you can collect his nechasim, because he's mechuyev to pay. But it's not midin shibud. Leman da omar shibud d'araisa, that means that at a d'araisa level, you could collect his nechasim, have a kinyan in his nechasim. So even though Chazal stepped in and they made a takonos al-kuches, and they said, but you can't be goyim from the kuches anyway, so they were mafkir the shibud from